The Twilight Alarm by J. David. To say that Twilight was feeling confused would have been something of an understatement. Oh, to be sure, she had her fair share of strange plans over the years, but she was usually the one giving them out or thinking them up. Rarely did she have one of her close social circle use her as the one on the receiving end of some harebrained scheme like this. And yet, here she was, sitting in her study while her lifelong colleague, Spike, stood beside her. The young dragon was, at this very moment, tying a bizarre-looking device to her foreleg, like a watch, though far from as normal-looking as that. It bore right in its middle a shining red gemstone, not unlike the kind Spike would have happily munched on at breakfast. And speaking of Spike, when the Drake was happy that he'd secured the odd object to her, he took a step back and gave a firm nod, satisfied with what he'd done.
"There we go,"
he declared proudly. Twilight blinked, looking down at him, then to the device he'd just put on her, before looking straight back at him.
"And this would be..."
Spike shrugged.
"Just a little something I decided was high time we got for you."
Slowly, Twilight arched an eyebrow.
"And that is?"
Spike chuckled.
"It's a Twilight Alarm!"
The way he'd said that made it seem like it was the most obvious thing in the world. Yet, as soon as Twilight heard it, all she could do was giggle.
"A Twilight Alarm? What, you think I'm suddenly some natural disaster that every pony needs to be warned about, Spike?"
Spike smirked to that remark.
"Well, kinda, yeah."
Instantly, Twilight frowned, glaring down at the gem of the alarm.
"And what, pray tell, makes you think that something like this is needed?"
Spike gave her an incredulous look.
"Not to put too fine a point on it, Twilight, but you do have a history of going crazy over little things that don't go according to plan. Figured we ought to get something to make sure every creature knows you're having a meltdown."
Naturally, Twilight looked a little indignant at that, looking away and giving a quick huffing sound.
"I do not go crazy over little things, Spike."
The young dragon opened his mouth to speak, only to have it shut again when Twilight reached forward and covered that mouth with her hoof.
"And before you bring up the wanted needed spell, please know that I've heard that excuse a million times already, that I'm pretty sick of it by now."
After a moment, Spike shrugged, acknowledging her point.
"Fair enough, but that wasn't the only time. You seriously get worked up over lots of little things that don't really matter in the long run."
Folding his arms, he gave her a somewhat analytical stare.
"Like a certain trivia game or overdue library book?"
Hearing about some of her more recent examples, Twilight at least had the decency to blush. But, ever the professional, she utterly refused to allow such things to be viewed as anything even remotely as bad as Spike was making them out to be.
"For your information, I do not overreact to those things. I react exactly the right amount. Thank you very much."
Spike rolled his eyes, but said nothing as Twilight looked down to the device adorning her foreleg.
"Besides, what's this thing even supposed to do?"
Walking close beside her, Spike tapped the gemstone at the heart of the alarm.
"It monitors all sorts of stuff, like heart rate, breathing frequency, you know, all the stuff that usually spikes when ponies stress out."
Twilight afforded herself a quick giggle, patting her number one assistant on the head.
"And just where did you manage to make something like this? I didn't know engineering was one of your specialities."
Spike looked to his hand and started counting off his claws.
"Well, the basic theory was worked out by Sunburst, who took it to Torque Ranch to get the main setup going. And then we brought it in a couple of other ponies in to fine-tune it, like AJ and Starlight. Oh, and I think we also got some of your old Canterlot friends for it too, like Moondancer, since they have a pretty good idea of what kinds of stuff sets you off."
Twilight's smile had vanished now, replaced with an utterly shocked look instead.
"Exactly how many ponies have been told that I need an alarm to warn others of my apparently going nuts?" Spike counted his claws again, then muttered under his breath before giving a somewhat sheepish look at her. You know, it's probably best you don't know the answer to that. Twilight slapped her own forehead, then let out a long sigh. Spike, I appreciate you looking out for me like this, but I promise you, you have nothing to worry about.
Spike raised his eyebrow again, prompting Twilight to continue.
I mean it. I may have had a history... Okay, a long history of maybe going slightly off the rails when things stray from my expectations. But going this far is a little overboard.
Spike sighed.
Look, just wait for a day, okay? For me? If you can go one day without going crazy over little, unimportant things, I'll believe you and take it away, okay?
It was a reasonable request, she had to admit, and so she smiled sweetly to him, giving him another friendly pat on the head before giving her answer.
I accept those terms, Spike.
Spike smiled and nodded to her, glancing instead to her desk, which was currently covered from one side to the other in papers from the school that had yet to be graded.
So, you gonna get started on those?
Twilight nodded proudly to them.
Indeed I will, so...
She gave a shoe gesture to him, which he immediately understood, nodding to her before turning around and making his way out of the room. Once he was gone, Twilight giggled over that entire encounter, then turned her attention to the papers. She sighed, ready to get down to the kind of work she loved best. But as she reached for her quill and inkwell, she noticed, to her slight worry, that those objects were nowhere in sight. Confused, she looked in the drawers of her desk. No, they weren't there either. She gulped, turning around and looking on many of the surrounding shelves and tables, only to discover that they were similarly quillless. Then, as she looked back to her unmarked papers, her eyes widened and a single drop of sweat started to roll down her forehead.
Oh! Oh no! What's going to happen if I can't grade these papers? The students will be expecting them back any day now. What'll ponies say if I can't even fulfill the simple headmare task of grading papers? And the students, they'll spend their whole day stressing over the absence of their clearly defined grades. They'll panic. They'll think I'm deliberately trying to torture them by making them wait longer than usual. They'll...
But barely was she able to finish that train of thought when, all of a sudden, the gemstone on her wrist glowed brightly, and a booming voice called out from it.
Alert! Alert! Twilight Sparkle is going nuts! I repeat, Twilight Sparkle is going nuts!
Twilight stared down at her alarm. Then, through the corner of her eye, she noticed a familiar figure leaning against the door of her office. Turning, she saw that it was Spike, who just so happened to have, in his claws, a certain quill and inkwell. After staring at him for a few moments, she coughed, blushing slightly and scratching the back of her head.
Okay, maybe having this thing around might be worthwhile.
Hello and welcome back to Common Thomas with Your Pony, and once again I will remind you that you could have listened to this much sooner if you had supported Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated. So let me get into the meat of this. Yes, as I read in the comments of this chapter, in the author's notes. The author's notes here say, let's be honest, having Twilight go nuts over little issues has been one of this show's most entertaining things over the years. And I completely agree. I mean, yes, the wanted needed spell. Oh my god. Or when she thought that she was failing Celestia's exam and was having this whole song about it where she teleported around Canterlot and Spike eventually joined in as a chorus, and I was like, oh my god. But yes, this alert, alert, Twilight Sparkle is going nuts. I repeat, Twilight Sparkle is going nuts. Oh my god, that is priceless. So what do you think would actually happen if this alarm rang out in Ponyville Square. Meaning, what would ponies do? Would they, like, run into their houses and barricade the doors? I have no idea. I certainly would. I certainly would barricade the door. Seriously. Okay, now let's get to the word of the day. The word of the day is cupcake. Sincerely, Visual Pony, and I'm signing off.